It's time to talk. It's Power Talk. Yes, the most electrifying conversation in the country.
First time caller, I'm going to say that I love, love, love the show. I'm a truck driver, and I listen to your show while I'm driving the truck all around town.
We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK, 404-892-2703 at 752. Matt DeTeo, that Notre Dame player. The whole world was just overtaken. I mean, just so overwhelmed with his grief that he had to be going through after losing his grandmother and then his girlfriend. Listen to what he had to say at the first game that he played after getting the word that his girlfriend had died. He played that game and did so great. Listen to what he had to say. And this gentleman who says he was the object of a hoax, somebody playing a trick on him.
I mean, they were with me, you know, so. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. I couldn't do it without the support of my family and my girlfriend's family. And I'm so grateful for, you know, all the love and the support that all the fans, both Michigan State and Notre Dame and, you know, fans around the world for, you know, just supporting me and my family and my girlfriend's family. And I miss him. But I know that I'll see him again one day.
Do you believe he was the object of a hoax? We're also talking about this morning, the Congressional Black Caucus, the new chair, says that they're not just for blacks. A main reason for that is because a lot of people in the districts they represent now, they have diverse districts, and everybody in the district is not majority black. So they're not just for black people. She don't want anybody to get it twisted. And we're talking about the NRA, President Obama's release of the 23 action terms, and whether or not you agree with them, the executive actions that President Obama signed on yesterday. Do you think they will make a difference? 404-892-2703. And did the NRA go too far? Now, some folks feel like, yeah, his kids, President Obama's children, have executive protection, so then he should be all for guns in schools, police officers in schools. What do you think? 404-892-2703. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. White. How are you doing?
Doing great.
All right. Number one, Dr. Wright, everybody in this country right now should be boycotting the NRA for that commercial yesterday. And it's a doggone shame. But, you know, Dr. Wright, the real question is, you know, for me, is where's our pastors at? I mean, they came out when the president said his piece about how he felt about the gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But during this situation and during the Reverend Wright situation, there was nowhere to be found. And then to add insult to injury, what we just found about the Southern Black Caucus statement is another insult to us. They should be the ones out there leading a boycott when it comes down to the NRA today. I mean, and I think that this is one of the biggest problems that we have, is that even in our community, the elected officials just tell us to deal with it, no matter how the problem, whatever the problem is, no matter what the result is, just deal with it. And then they continue to take more and more opportunities away from us in a way of not going down there and lobbying for the things that they know that's important in our community.
Well, the Congressional Black Caucus leader is making her statement because their districts are not majority black anymore. So she's just telling the truth. They can't be just for blacks. They've got to represent everybody who's now in their districts.
Well, yeah, but then that leaves us blacks with almost no representation. I mean, almost the NAACP. I mean, again, who is driving the agenda for the black community? We can't blame it up. We can't bring it up when it comes down to national talk, because we can't pin the president in a corner to say that he has a black agenda. Or, you know, but when are we going to get a black agenda? Because it is an agenda that's against us. I mean, the way this president is being talked to about his other side, no, that would have not happened under any other president. Mm-hmm. But nobody comes up, no black folks get up and on and go down there and do anything about it. You know, when it comes down to, like I say, gay and all that stuff, we was all up ready to go crazy about it. The pastors were talking about it. But when it comes down to stuff like this, no one says anything that it really matters. The churches are quiet. The pastors are quiet. And it's just a shame. So the reason why this stuff happened is because we don't do anything about it. Us black folks, we love to accept things that makes us feel bad or look bad or makes us ashamed. We don't want to deal with it. And that's why you continue to do this stuff.
Thank you for your call, 404-892-2703. Benny, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing this morning?
Great, Bonnie.
Good. A couple of things. The first thing is about the in the NRA. If he did not say he did not want armed security guards in schools. He said if they wanted that, he would provide funds for it. They need mm-hmm. to tell the truth mm-hmm. about their ads. And the second thing is about that young man and the hoax that he was in on that. He said he talked to her parents. She talked to her. This was a long relationship. How could you talk to her parents if he was part of a hoax? He was part of it, and he got caught, and somehow was going to tell on him. So he's trying to say he was not part of it. But I think he was a part of it from the beginning. He knew all about it. He set that up trying to get the Heisman Trophy.
They're calling this an elaborate hoax, so much so that people went to a great extent to fool him. They're sending him pictures of somebody that was not, was another girl who said, those are my pictures.
But
I'm not involved
with
him.
For what reason? Why would they hoax him?
Sometimes people just want to play jokes. He was the brunt of just a ridiculous joke. That is what we are led to believe.
That's what we're led to believe. But he said that he met her family. Are they a hoax, too? It's sad. But anyway, those are my comments, Ms. White. Have a good day.
And you, too. Thank you so much for your call, 404-892-2703. Fred, how you doing?
Good morning, Ramon. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Ramon, the NRA did go too far in the ad, only because you just never mentioned the children. You know, they never mentioned the children. Then they could have pointed out the hypocrisy of the left in other ways, talked about Hollywood and all of the security that all these rich Hollywood types have. They have armed guards, bodyguards, but they don't want other people to be able to protect themselves with weapons. So, yeah, they could have done that a better way. But I want to thank Barack Obama for issuing all those executive actions rather than executive orders, because executive actions have no force of law. They're basically just presidential suggestions. So, you know, I don't know why he didn't want to step up and do more executive orders. That would have been a much bigger fight, but executive actions... I could do the executive action right here. Hey, all black people, start having all your babies in wedlock.
See how
that works.
But you know what, Fred, and I'll hold you over so you can finish your comment. On these executive actions, you are absolutely right. And I don't know why he didn't go further and issue some executive orders. It could be that, you know, he wanted, you know, some people say it's just window dressing, because you're absolutely right. They could be called executive suggestions. 404-892, I do agree with you, Fred. 404-892-2703. When is the talk? 1380. WAOK, it's Power Talk.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. Motivational and powerful. It's Lorraine Jacques White and Power Talk on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.